Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Friday, October 17th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we will take a look at the last four races for the late pick four. And Jim, it starts with a maiden race for two-year-old fillies sprinting on the turf at 5.5 furlongs. And I found a horse that I could single in here. How about you?
I assume that it might be Paris Twilight for
Indeed.
Brendan Walsh.
Indeed.
Yes, I obviously using her, and you know, she was close to the lead and faded down the stretch at a mile at Kentucky Downs, which is like running a mile 16th here. So I'm assuming that the cutback to 5.5 will hit her right between the eyes. Imagination the Lady, which is another Brendan Walsh horse, won that race and came right back and won. So, yeah, that race is going to be a key race. Market Shell came back and ran well out of that race. So, yes, I agree with Paris Twilight. I did use one other one in here. I used Epic Lady Luck for Brian Lynch. This horse had a similar buyer at Kentucky Downs at 6.5. Also showed speed, and she showed speed in her debut on dirt at Ellis. So I use those two. I think there's a curveball. If she's on a roll, gets in the race from the 11 hole, Wesley Ward has this one, and it's a very similar profile. The horse showed speed and faded at Kentucky Downs in a mile, so and lost to Exonerate, who's a pretty good filly. So I think those three, assuming she's on a roll, does not draw in. I'm just going to go with Paris Twilight and Epic Lady Luck. And I am big on it, Paris Twilight as well. I think she improves off that and very likely winner of this one.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get through with a single here because I wanted to go deeper in some of the others. Paris Twilight, for the reasons you mentioned, and you know, Imagination the Lady looks so impressive in winning on opening day in the stake. I did like the improvement for Epic Lucky Lady or Epic Lady Luck moving to the turf. And then the other one I would consider was the one I be flying. It's Arad Ortiz riding for the Asmussen Barn that had a winner on Wednesday. And that's enough to add that one to the list of contenders anyway. But Paris Twilight, a single for me in that first leg of the late pick four. Leg two of the late pick four is the maiden race for fillies and mares 3 and up at a mile and a 16th. I think Absolute Honor's probably the one to beat in here, but I took a shot with Indite, the 3. Hit the exacta with this horse up at Indiana last time out. Closed from way back to get second, debuting at a mile and 70. So debuting that far is not an easy ask. It's Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillschneider, so solid connections there, obviously. The trainer, Tommy Drury, wins at 27% with second-out starters, which is what Indite is. So on that angle, I took this one for a long-shot play over Absolute Honor, who ran well in her last two, and against that was against Maiden Company up at Saratoga, and she got good speed, so she can be tough to beat. The 7 and Doris ran well last time out, and will certainly be tough to beat in this spot, drawn a little farther out. The 8, Aolin, goes for Chad Brown, who's still looking for his first winner at the meet. This one should appreciate the two turns, being by Tappet, so that's why I put this one on the list as well. How'd you see race 8?
I agree with you on 3 out of 4, and I thought I'd slip Indite right by you, but no way. Tom Drury is a very, very good trainer with limited stock, and when he brings one here, they're usually ready. So this filly ran really well at Indiana. Got taken off the turf, which is about half the time at Indiana, and I think probably surprised Tom Drury, certainly surprised the public, went off at 16-1 and ran second. A very good effort at a mile and 70. So I think she's got a shot in here. Absolute Honor is my top pick. I thought that race at Saratoga at a mile and 8 should have won. Danzig beat her, but she was right there at the end. She led. She did all the dirty work, led right down the stretch, cutting back to a mile and 16th. That would be perfect for her. And as we spoke about offline, the track, at least on Wednesday, favored speed. So if that holds up this week, Absolute Honor probably has a huge shot. Indoors is the other one for Pletcher. You mentioned Chad Brown. I'm not taking Aeolian or whatever the name is, but Chad Brown is 0-for-12 with 6 seconds and 3/3. Unusual for him, but he's been right there. It just hasn't broken through. So I'm going to use 3 with Absolute Honor being my top pick.
The allowance feature on Friday is a second-level allowance on the turf at 5.5 for three-year-olds and up. I thought this was a tough one to sort through. How did you make sense of it?
This is definitely a spread race. I landed on Smoky Smoky, an 8-to-1 shot for Mike Maker, coming out of a listed stakes race at Aqueduct, but has been off since October of 24. I think you're going to get a price because of that, but the horse was in really good form, has not raced at Keeneland, but Mike Maker on the turf is really tough, and this horse shortens up to 5.5, and he ran at 5.5 at Saratoga, and that was the best race of his life in the quick call. So Smoky Smoky on top, but this is a spread race. I could have gone all in here. Attaché for Chris Hartman, who is 0-for-5 at the race meet so far with Machado riding. Monsieur Candy for Corey Lannery, and just because of 2-for-6 at the distance, and almost always in the money at 5.5 furlongs, coming off two good races at Colonial. Bergen for Joe Sharp at 3-to-1 for Louis Saez, ran a good second at Kentucky Downs at 6.5, shortens back up to 5.5, was the favorite in that race. And then Frosty View for a trainer I'm not familiar with, Joel Burnt. Horse comes out of Hawthorne and Canterbury, but I had a 100 buyer at Canterbury back in May at 5 furlongs and 1 by 9, and has been consistent, just threw in a little bit of a clunker last time out, but capable of running in the 90s. So Frosty View is also a contender. I'm going to stop there. Could have gone a little further, but if Chrome Dimpulse draws in, I think he fits as well. He's been odds on favorite last two at Canterbury. So we'll go 5 deep here.
It's funny, we both see this as a wide open race. We both ended up on the same 8-to-1 shot on top. I took Smoky Smoky also, just mainly off the company that the horse kept last year. And so this is certainly could be an easier spot. Bergen has run second twice since moving into the Joe Sharp barn. And I was talking to him yesterday for an interview for the Today at Keeneland show, and he was really impressed with that last race down at Kentucky Downs, and thinks the horse will improve off that. Surf City, I put on the ticket just because she won here in the spring, or he won here in the spring. And also it's Vicky Oliver, and you can't overlook that barn at Keeneland. Butch's Best coming out of Indiana, excellent speed, gets a great draw for the speed down in the inside. Now the question is holding it for 5.5 furlongs after running mostly 5 up in Indiana, but those turf races up there can produce some solid runners and horses, especially in the second half of the meet. You saw a winner on Wednesday from Prairie Meadows. Horses, trainers, I think some of these other tracks, smaller circuits, try to pick their spots to come in maybe in the second half of this fall meet and pick off one of the big purses at Keeneland. So the same angle there with Frosty View, the 6, and then Attaché I'm going to have on the ticket as well. So I'm going 6 deep, but Smoky Smoky on top. Race 10 is a starter allowance race. It is at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. I took Suited and Booted on top, 1-2-1 record from 4 starts. Might get overlooked on the barn switch to Tomlinson, but the barn has good numbers with new acquisitions. The 6 Nation shipping in from California, making the 2nd start for a new trainer. But Irad Ortiz takes the mount. That's noteworthy. The 10 Incursion, 2 wins from 3 starts for the Maker barn. The 1 Explosively comes off a much improved race. So that's one that to keep an eye on as well, the 11. So I'm going to go 4 deep on my late pick 4 ticket. How'd you see race 10?
Well, if I remember correctly, on Thursday's card, we didn't agree on anything. We agree on almost everything today. I got the same 4 horses. And I was between the 1 Suited and Booted and the 11 Explosively for Matt Shearer. Claimed the last race from Mike Maker and caught a sloppy track, but ran really well at Churchill for 20,000 and brings it right back for 30,000 starter race. So I think Explosively is my top pick for Saez. Incursion, the Mike Maker horse with Gaffley on, comes off a decent effort at Ellis, but a really good 2 efforts at Churchill with 2 back-to-back wins at the Maiden 30 and then a starter allowance 50,000 level. Nation for Bob Hess and Irad Ortiz Jr., and then Suited and Booted for Michael Thomason for the reasons that you mentioned, coming over from the Cox barn, which is not a great angle for Thomason, but this horse was in decent form, and they They moved him over to the Tomlinson barn, and I think he fits in here. So I'm going to go with exactly the same four that you did.
How did you build your pick four ticket?
All right, I think I spent $60, 7-9 with 2-3-7 with 3-5-6-8-10 with 1-6-10-11. If I did a little differently, I might single the nine horse in the first leg and then go all in the third leg. I don't feel great about that race at all with only five being used.
I singled the one or the nine in the first leg, Paris Twilight, then nine with 2-3-7-8, with 1-3-6-8-9-10, with 1-6-10-11. $48 ticket for me. By the way, the turf pick three bet is back on the Friday card. Starts early in race four, and then you'll go to race seven and race nine to play that $3 turf pick three. Best of luck on your Friday wagers. We'll be back for the Saturday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.